I'm Chris Rebelo with a report on the California Medical Association and healthcare reform in the Golden State. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. The California Medical Association is preparing their own proposal on how to fix healthcare in California. The organization's new CEO is not willing to divulge any specifics, but it's obvious he knows a lot about writing legislation and has an insider's take on politics in the state capitol. Joe Dunn was termed out of the state Senate at the end of last year after 8 years representing voters in Orange County and after losing a Democratic primary bid to become state controller. Now he's getting primed to be the most vocal advocate and lobbyist for California's 35,000 doctors. Dunn says the CMA is ecstatic that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has initiated a healthcare reform debate that isn't just about tinkering at the edges of the issue. And while the CMA has some serious problems with parts of the governor's plan, Dunn says he's cautiously optimistic that some type of reform will be passed this session. That optimism is based on the fact that the early years of political dancing between the governor and lawmakers is over and done with.
They now know how to work with each other. Last year, they did it successfully on some very large pieces of legislation. They know each other. They can read each other. They know how to take care of each other in the sense each needs something with respect to their constituency. And the fact that the leadership of the both houses and the governor's office have matured together over the past few years gives me my cautious optimism that actually we'll get to an end product without much partisan bickering interfering with the process. We'll get to a successful conclusion that I think all of us are willing to accept and to support. But everybody needs to come to this discussion not with the eye of I'm going to convince the other person why they are wrong, but rather with an eye towards what do we need to do together to get this done.
The CMA will be fighting a provision of the governor's proposal that would have lower income residents seeing non-physicians for much of their care. The CMA likes the fact that the governor wants to increase Medi-Cal reimbursements, but is opposing Schwarzenegger's requirement that doctors kick back 2% of their income to a state insurance pool.
And as far as the proposal on the tax on the physicians, of course we oppose that, because it's not drafted well, it's not the right place to go. There are others that are in this healthcare mix that are getting off scot-free in contributing to ensuring that there are more funds for an expansion of coverage and access to health care. Let's put one on the table, the insurance carriers. Is there anything that the governor's plan calls from the insurance carriers as a give to make sure this health care system works for all Californians? The answer is no. And so let's look at where those dollars really should come from if we're going to put new dollars into it. But to look at the provisions he has, all he's really doing with those proposals is making an already difficult problem even more difficult.
Dunn says reform proposals put forth by Senate Pro Tem Don Parada and Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez have pluses and minuses. He says the most difficult issue will be over money, where it will come from, and how to ensure that it will be used in a disciplined and appropriate manner. Dunn considers the physicians of California, on behalf of their patients, to be the most important voice in the debate.
The physicians of California are going to put their voice into how it should be structured. And that's one thing that I'm looking forward to, but at this time not quite willing to tip our hand on where the collective wisdom of the doctors of California believe we need to go to make sure that healthcare in California is the best doggone healthcare in the world.
Dunn has lots of experience brokering deals. Before his years in the state Senate, he practiced law and was a key participant in the 1998 national tobacco litigation settlement that led to cigarette companies paying $200 billion in damages, with $25 billion coming to California. In his new job, Dunn's mantra is all about recapturing doctors' voices on behalf of their patients. His work is cut out for him. His cautious optimism about health care reform in California is tempered with a dose of reality.
My fear is that this is a one-shot opportunity. If we don't do this year and get it right this year, it may be a whole lot of more years before we ever see an opportunity like this come again to make our health care system in California far better than it is today.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelow. Thanks for listening.